And then, of course, the fourth danger is that he can easily mistake a running commentary on the text for true preaching. He can easily mistake a running commentary on the text for true preaching. I don't mean to be unkind when I say it, but the view of expository preaching reflected over the years by a place like Dallas Seminary is the classic example of this. The average Dallas Seminary graduate who gives himself to consecutive expository preaching as he's taught to do it in Dallas does not know the difference between a running commentary on the text and expository preaching. This was, you see, the great concern of that homiletics professor. He said, you've given the men today a model of how to exegete the passage and go from exegesis to homiletics, and you laid out the three heads, but you didn't stop there. And from there, you went to applying the Word of God to the conscience. But the application, the point of the arrow, had behind it all the weight of accurate exegesis and the pressure and the weight of clean homiletics, so that the issue was not confused, so that when the arrow struck their conscience, it struck it with sharpness. And that's a very difficult thing. And many times the escape is simply to stop here, in which you're giving a running commentary on the text that has gone through some of the disciplines of homiletics and may have some organization to it, but the element that makes it preaching, the element that makes it, in that sense, have a prophetic edge, the applicatory edge, the edge that lifts the people of God with the glory of the truth that is contained under head one, and that humbles them with the truth contained in head two, and impels them to duty under head three. That element can be lacking, and it's one of the difficult things. I confess, after years of seeking to do expository preaching, the most frightening thing to me to this day, upon the first look at a text, the next paragraph, whether it's preaching through Ephesians or Philippians or Thessalonians or the book of Mark, was to say, oh Lord, what in the world is in there that is preachable? And that was, again, is my first reaction. Lord, if you don't do something that at this point is going to be a surprise to me, I don't have a clue how I'm going to preach that. So we must beware of that danger, all right?